Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar. Now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. 42 questions and 42 topics covered on 14 blocks going from Daf Beis all the way to Daf Tes Vav. We're going to do this in two laps. Each lap is 21 questions, but each lap will have questions from all over the 14 blot that we covered. So here we go. Number one, where do we learn that the top of a nine tefachim post in Rishus HaRabim has the status of Rishus HaRabim since people use it to adjust their loads? That's on Daf Ches. Great. Number two, where do we learn Rav's Pshat? The Yetzias in the Mishnah is referring to Rishuyos, to domains. That's on Daf Beis. Great. Number three, where do we learn that one is exempt from carrying in a roof to Rishus Rabim since it doesn't resemble the encampment in the Midbar, the Digli Midbar? That's on Daf. Hey, great. Number four, where do the Malchokas abide in Rav regarding Chori Rishus Rabim crevices in Rishus Rabim? That's on Daf Zion. Great. Number five, where do we learn that it's a Derabban that glassware is considered like earthenware, like a Klicheris, because it comes from sand? That's Daf Tezvav. Great. Number six, where do we have the question whether a hand should be considered a karmelis and a person therefore shouldn't be able to retract it if he place it in another rishus holding onto something? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number seven, where do we learn about the definitions and examples of the four different rishuyos, the four different domains? That's on Daf Vav. Great. Number eight, where do we learn that one should treat his sons equally, unlike the way Yaakov treated Yosef versus the other brothers? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number nine, where do we have the sixth and nap and that a sefer Torah, Nevim, Ksuvim, or Posel Truma? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 10, where do we learn that Akira is an essential part of the Malach of Otsa and therefore must be done with intent? That's on Daf Hey. Great. Number 11, where do we learn that a craftsman can't carry his tools in his way that he usually does, even though it's unusual for others on Shabbos? That's on Daf Yudolf. Good. Number 12, where do we learn that Rav Hanan bar Chazkiyahu ben Garon was the one who resolved the contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 13, where do we learn about the various conducts of the Rabbanim during Tefillah? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 14, where do we learn Rabbi Shita that the branches of a tree are accorded the same status of the trunk and therefore considered as if they are 4x4 tefachim? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 15, where do we learn that there are three cases where Hillel and Shammai disagree? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 16, where do we learn that Rav Ashi taught that the term Hotzah also refers to Hachnasa, to bringing in? That's on Daf Beis. Great. Number 17, where do we learn that one says to a sick person, Shabbos Imalizuk, Rafua Krova Levo? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 18, where do we learn that you can't use a 10 tafach post in Rishus HaYachid? That's on Daf Tes. Great. Number 19, where do we have the question whether one is able to stand in a karmelis and drink in a different Rishus? That's on Daf Yud Olav. Good. Number 20, where do we learn that when one gives a gift, one needs to inform the recipient of the gift? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 21, where do we learn the karmelis term referred to is nooks in Rishus HaRabim? That's on Daf Zion. Great, that concludes lap number one. Now we go to lap number two with question number 22. Which stuff do we have the fourth enactment that one who showers in drawn water after going to the mikveh becomes tameh? That's on Daf Yudalad. Good. Number 23. Where do we learn that midoraisa one needs to do the akira and the hanacha? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 24. Where do we have the malchokas about the threshold, the iskupa? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 25. Where do we learn about the various prohibited activities before davening mincha? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 26. Where do we learn that a person considers his hands if they're 4x4 tefachim wide? That's on Daf Hey. Great. And number 27. Where do we learn that one is permitted to wear tefillin Erev Shabbos because he's always aware that he's wearing it and therefore we're not concerned he's going to be carrying it on Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 28. Where do we have the question whether summer is permitted to roof the dough that he placed in an oven on Shabbos? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 29. Where do we have the Mishnah that mentions that there were 18 enactments? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 30. We're doing about our inability to grasp the government's thinking given the complexity of the issues. That's on Duff. Yudolf, good. Number 31. We're doing that a karmos was given leniences of Rishus Yachid and leniences from Rishus Rabim. That's on Duff. Zion, good. Number 32. Where do we learn that one is only liable for malach if he did it single-handedly? That's on Duff. Gimel, good. Number 33. Where do we learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed because of the Shekhinah is there? That's on Duff. Yud Beis, great. Number 34. Where do we learn about toppling a bundle of reeds by lifting one end and then lifting the other one and going four amos from Rishus Rabim is not chayev? That's on Duff. Ches, good. Number 35. What do you learn that the earth of the Eretz Amim of Chutz La'aretz is Tame via the decree from the Rabbanan? That's on Duff. Tezvav, good. Number 36. What do you learn that two strangers can eat meat and milk at the same table? That's on Duff. Yud Gimel, good. Number 37. What do you learn about the very start times for prohibited activities before Mincha, like placing the barber's cloth on the person? That's on Duff. Tess. Great. Number 38. Where do we learn about the three times that Netilas Yadam was instituted? That's on Duff. Yudalad. Good. Number 39. Where do we learn Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, that something contained in airspace is considered as if it came to rest there? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number 40. Where do we learn Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that two walls are enough to make something considered a Rishus Yachid? That's on Duff. Vav, great. Number 41. Where do we have the question whether Akira's Gufo is considered like an Akira's Chafetz? That's on Duff. Gimel, excellent. And finally, question number 42. Where do we have the Malchokes about throwing a reed basket, a Kaveris, into Rishus Rabim? That's on Duff. Ches, excellent. All right, so now we've concluded the much grander pop quiz. It's wonderful that you're able to do it. Again, come back to this through the course of the week. You can practice sharpening your facility, your fluency with the simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Goldberg from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.